Now she said it in a normal voice. I flicked my Zippo again, she took a drag, and we started sitting in silence. It was like we'd just sat down on the bench and were enjoying ourselves. Whose business was that? Tourists were strolling past. There are lots of them on Manezhnaya now since they built that stupid underground place. Little fountains and animals. Kids like that. Suddenly she started laughing quietly. But why did you refuse, actually? I shrugged. I don't know. It felt wrong for money. And you pushed my hand away so seriously. She bubbled up with laughter. Shy, are you? You actually turned pale. Of course not, I said. It's just at first I didn't catch on. You really sat down here by accident? You mean you can't just sit here? She took a deeper drag. Well, it's kind of a special spot. Yeah, I got that. Clever boy. She fell silent, and squinting from the smoke, kept looking at me. But maybe you didn't like me. I must be a little old for you, right? She looked to be about 30. Naturally, a little younger would be better, but she was good-looking, pretty, attractive, no question. Age was no barrier here. Of course not, I said. Age has nothing to do with it. I just can't for money. Well, you know best. She leaned back a little and rested her arm on the back of the bench. This is great. Spring's finally come, she said, heaving a sigh. Are you doing all right? Oh, yeah, peachy. How about you? Then why are you sitting here alone? You're blue from cold. Oh, that's nothing. I just have a lot of time. People who have a lot of time don't sit on benches in this kind of weather. Where do they sit? In all kinds of nice places. Places like that take decent cash. She tossed her cigarette away and smiled. Now you know where to get it. In principle, naturally, I began. Well, if you change your mind, give me a call. She stood up and handed me her card. You're terrific. Only you're all blue. Go home, or you'll freeze solid. So what's your name? Misha. I held the card and thought that I should have agreed on principle. That was the cash I'd been thinking about since morning. But how could I run after her now? Like, wait up, can we talk some more? Damn it, it's always like that. You're forever coming up with something too late. I'd clicked on the same spot for the umpteenth time. I stuck her card deep in my pocket and decided I'd go home. What else was left? The next morning, I scraped everything out of my pockets, and the result was not very inspiring. To keep from getting too upset, I ran out to the bakery and grocery store. I ate my fill of poppy seed rolls. I had enough left for milk, but only day old. I was consoled by the fact that it could be made to last 3 days. My refrigerator was still working. After deducting a pack of Marlboros and a box of Tic Tacs, I had a little change left. I could take 2 trips somewhere on the metro, preferably where there was cash. Once there and once back. If there really was cash there, I wouldn't have to worry about the return fare. That was small potatoes. I sat down next to the phone and tried to think. Nothing came to mind other than angry friends and offended relatives. They were constantly pouting at me, and when we met on the street, they'd turn away or step into some store. They all considered me a bad person. They were irritated that I managed my financial affairs so badly I could never hold on to money. What irritated them most of all was that I could never hold on to their money. All these thoughts made me hungry again. I had to make some decision. If we were Americans, it occurred to me, they would bring cash if you called 911, in neat little stacks wrapped in gold foil, like a fairy tale. And they'd sing, "Happy Birthday to you," in quiet voices. Finally, I took yesterday's card out of my pocket and stared at it. I couldn't say I'd forgotten about her, of course, but still there had to be some way to catch some cash the tried and true way. Actually,